And now we got Kristen Smith of the Chappahoocook Carrboro Chamber of Commerce here in the studio with a short and sweet business beat. How are you?
Great, Aaron. It's been a long time since I've seen you, and I can't believe that this might be the last time I see you or talk with you in this studio.
Yeah, so. We were talking about this right before we started that, you know, WCHL is moving to University Place. It's coming in like a week, so... Fingers crossed, next week this time, we might be in a new place. That's cool.
I'm just hoping that next week's segment, I'm not, like, having to do this while carrying boxes or packaging things.
So our intent is to have all of our guests come in and be like, oh, can you just move this table really quick?
Right, exactly. I might have to be sick next Wednesday. No, I'm happy to help, and congratulations on the move. I'm excited about you being a neighbor at University Place.
You can walk. To University Place.
That'll
be great, just down the
more
road.
Steps in by instead of trekking along Estes Drive and Martin Luther King, our north-south corridor, but looking forward to your new space, and congratulations.
And get on Susan Brown and get her to start walking from the library down to University Place, because she says she's still going to drive. And it's the library. It's like, it takes longer to get from the actual library to Estes Drive than it does to get from the Estes Drive
Maybe
to the mall,
we'll get her a scooter or something.
Ooh,
it'll
yes.
make it a little bit easier. She just scoots down the
Or like
hill,
one of those putt-putt segways that you can just
Not
like...
Not a segway. Like, you actually have to like move your foot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like a Razor scooter.
Yeah, yeah.
She would be great on those, I think. That would be awesome.
I think it'd be helpful.
All right,
so
cool.
to encourage carbon neutral travel to University Place. But hope, folks... Know that the chamber is right around the corner from University Place. We're at 104 South Estes Drive, and tomorrow we're having our Economic Development and Public Policy Committee hearing from Nathan Babcock, political director for the state chamber. We'll hear a wrap up on the not so short session, a preview of the long session, and maybe some election predictions. And if all else fails, we'll relive the last fourth quarters from the last two football
nice.
Games.
So awesome.
Glad to have UNC alum Nathan Babcock with us tomorrow.
Very cool. And that's 8 a.m., right?
8 a.m. open to any chamber member employee. We'd love to see anyone. And this is really a unique opportunity to really understand what's going on in Raleigh and what might be coming up next starting in January. We are in October, and the long session is around the corner.
Do you have a sense yet of I guess it depends entirely on who wins the gubernatorial election and how the makeup of the General Assembly changes. Is it a veto-proof majority or is it not? But do we have a sense of, like, from a business perspective, what issues might be on the table for next year that businesses are already taking a look
That's
at?
That's what I hope that Nathan will discuss. And
okay.
I think no matter who's in the governor's mansion come air horn or not, who will be there come January, I think there's still a lot of issues around regulatory reform and other issues that are still important to business. Federal issues that the state chamber also keeps us apprised of. The overtime rule, which I've talked about on the short and sweet business beat, has actually been delayed 6 months. The implementation has been delayed. So I think no matter who's in the governor's seat, there's still some opportunities for businesses to learn what's coming down the pike.
And that air horn orchestra is tonight. It's been a protest orchestra, but air horns are celebratory too, right? So I assume they could just keep that going if Cooper wins.
I'm assuming I'm going to link this to economic development. I'm assuming the air horn is a close cousin to, I'm not going to say it right, Vuvuzela.
Oh, Vuvuzela?
Yeah.
Vuvuzela?
Which
yeah. Oh,
local,
this is going to be good.
A local company, like when the World Cup was going on, Vuvuzela sales were through the roof. And I think Sport Endeavors and a local company really benefited from that.
They made the Vuvuzelas?
They either manufacture or distribute them. I'll come back with more details, but
that's awesome. I didn't know that.
But Sports Endeavor is one of the top 25 private employers here in Orange County, and so maybe we should encourage
Vuvuzelas.
Rather than air horns, whether it be celebrating or protesting.
The Vuvuzela Orchestra to celebrate if Roy Cooper wins.
Well,
and then I can imagine him like throwing open the window like in a nightcap and a nightgown going, shut up, you people out there.
It wasn't a political statement there. I'm just saying no matter.
I'm just saying like the same people who are protesting now would be celebrating.
I see.
Not you necessarily.
Thank you.
Okay. Although, who knows what January may bring. Right. So they make Boo-Vizelas. That's awesome. Or distribute them or do something with them.
Right. I'm going to fact check myself and come back. But I'm telling you, there is a local economic development connection. But excited awesome. To hear from Nathan on tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow night, we will be at our monthly networking event, FaceTime, at the Franklin Hotel in the heart of downtown Chapel Hill. This is an opportunity to see Franklin Hotel's newly renovated space. And you might win $50 to spend at the Roberts Lounge, which has a new cocktail menu. And you can even spend it right away on Friday night. They're having live music from 8:30 to 11:30 at the Roberts Lounge, which is located in the Franklin Hotel. So hope folks will join us 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Franklin Hotel in downtown Chapel Hill. Find out more at carolinachamber.org/FaceTime.
And shout out to the Roberts Lounge, because it doesn't get a whole lot of like press or credit, but they hosted the hospitality area for sponsors at Festifall, and I got to
wonderful.
Go in there and check
okay.
it out. It's a really nice little bar inside the Franklin Hotel, and they got that terrace
I was not
outside.
The same benefit when a holiday parade commentator. So maybe I might ask the folks
point.
At the Franklin if they can offer that come Christmas. But I'm glad that you were able to enjoy the hospitality of the Roberts Lounge during Festival.
They've got a nice little terrace out there with a few tables that you can sit and just sort of people watch on Franklin Street. It's a really cool space.
It is. It's a great space and one that folks should check out. FaceTime is open to anyone, free for chamber members and any downtown business, as Meg mentioned on her segment, Meg McGurk with the Downtown Partnership, or $5 for non-member. All proceeds from the $5 charge will go to Table, our nonprofit spotlight for the month, who provides nutritious foods for children 3 to 14 years every week.
Awesome. Speaking with Kristen Smith, Chamber of Commerce, Short and Sweet Business Beat, both of those events, the EDPP meeting in the morning and FaceTime in the afternoon, those both happen tomorrow, Thursday. And then there is a golf outing on Saturday,
there
right?
There is. We are monitoring, like everyone else,
yes.
including the governor's office, Duke Energy, and UNC Healthcare. We are monitoring Matthew, its path, and its impact. But we do think that we're going to have a beautiful day on Monday, Columbus Day. Some folks may have it off. So we hope you'll join us for the Performance Golf Classic. This is our annual golf tournament. We're having it at the Chapel Hill Country Club. It looks like it'll be a beautiful day, and we've already got 85 golfers signed up.
And it's Monday, right?
That's Monday.
I said Saturday.
Yes, yes,
yeah, Monday,
yes,
Monday.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes.
Okay.
Monday, Columbus Day. So again, some folks may have it off, but we hope folks will join us for the Performance Golf Classic at the Chapel Hill Country Club. And we do have a rain date in case Matthew's Path comes a little bit more inland, but hope people might consider joining us. All proceeds benefit the Chamber's 501c3, the Partnership for a Sustainable Community, and it's a great opportunity to do some business out on the course. It's going to be quite a tasty day. Our breakfast sponsor is Chick-fil-A at University Place. Lunch sponsor is Jersey Mike's Subs. Beverage sponsor, Durham Coca-Cola Bottling Company. And beer and cocktail sponsor, Top of the Hill. So
awesome.
Join us for the Performance Golf Classic. Thanks so much to sponsors Performance Auto Mall, Coastal Federal Credit Union, UNC Healthcare, Hamilton Point Investment Advisors, and UNC Student Stores. We hope that we can see folks there.
And that's going to be on Columbus Day Monday or Indigenous Peoples Day Monday, depending on how you celebrate
yeah,
it.
I should say, I don't know how best to observe either holiday, but if you have...
This Monday.
if you have a day off from work, or even, I think this is an opportunity to get some work done by joining us for the Performance
Absolutely.
Golf Classic Monday, October 10th.
And carolinachamber.org is the website where you can go to find out more information about all of these things. carolinachamber.org/events if you want their event calendar. All of these things coming up in just the next few days, so head online and check it out. We're talking with Kristen Smith at the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You're also with the affiliated with the Realtors, and they've got a big event coming up on Friday, the Fix-A-Home final unveiling
the move that bus moment. Thank you so much for interviewing Ann Houle and Jackie Tanner.
They're
with
great.
The Orange Chatham Association of Realtors. We're really excited. This is their 10th project. They're going to be unveiling a home that has benefited from a month of work, over 75 volunteers and 20 sponsors. sponsors who have financially supported this effort to remodel someone's home who may not be able to, may not physically or financially be able to. So we hope that folks will join us for the big reveal, 5 p.m. this Friday, October 7th. We're going to be on Church Street. You'll see all Orange Chatham Association of Realtors, partnering vendors, and sponsors down on Church Street, and we will unveil the 10th home. The Fix-A-Home recipients are Paul and Belinda Caldwell, and they've lived in the Northside neighborhood for over 40 years. Northside obviously just celebrated a year's worth of accomplishments of from the $3 million loan from UNC investing in the Jackson Center Self-Help and Habitat for Humanity. And this is another example of the private sector coming together to help support Northside and home ownership in Northside. So we're really excited and congratulate the Orange Chatham Association Realtors about their 10th project. And so hope folks will join us for the Fix-A-Home reveal. If you want to support the project, you can go to fixahomenc.com or go on facebook.com/thefixahomeproject. So hope folks can join us 5 p.m. on Friday for the reveal of the 10th Fix-A-Home project of the Orange Chatham Association of Realtors.
And I know Ann and Jackie were so excited about it when we were talking. I think they had come straight from the project site. So they were all like grimy and they'd done so much work all day. And it's just like so much work has been going on all month long and so many people have come together. And it's a great story about everyone coming together, but the Caldwells are amazing people as well. They raised 7 kids in that home. They were both at UNC. They've done so much work in the community. So this is a great story for them as well, and great to get the spotlight on them for the work that they've done to make this community a better
place. And an opportunity for us to give back to them as residents of Northside neighborhood for over 40 years. And as you said, both had careers at UNC. This is a great opportunity for us to give back. So hope folks will support the project at fixahomenc.com. And thanks a lot to Ann and Jackie and all the volunteers that have come together to renovate their home. They've done some serious stuff. They renovated the kitchen and bath and every system upgraded, including HVAC, plumbing, and electrical. So that's not just a paint job.
Yeah.
So congratulations to everyone who's working to complete the Fix-A-Home project.
And again, 5 p.m. on Friday is the reveal. Is that weather permitting? Is there a later day? I guess they probably want to get back in the house at some point.
Last year, we had the reveal despite some rain, and it did not dampen any spirits nor any media coverage. So I think we look forward to seeing folks 5 o'clock Friday, October 7th, on Church Street for the reveal of the Orange Chatham Association of Realtors Fix-A-Home project.
And don't forget about EDPP on Thursday morning tomorrow at 8, FaceTime on Thursday, late afternoon, early evening at the Franklin Hotel, the golf outing, Performance Golf Classic on Monday, and you can check out carolinachamber.org and carolinachamber.org/events in particular for more information on all of those. Kristen Smith, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Aaron.